This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia, 71 in Chanute. It is 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Proud to be serving this state with news and music and more. We are listener-supported in the main. If you would like to make a pledge of support, you can do that at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, Canadian tourists have long been drawn to New Orleans because of the French culture, but many are now staying away. Many of them say this is because of the new tariffs and the president's suggestion that Canada become a U.S. state.
They just pretty much said they're not coming back until he's either out of office or he apologized.
More on that story, plus what is going on with a volcano near Naples. Not Florida, Italy. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, not as chilly as last night. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we have a high in the lower 70s on tap. It is 73 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:20.
Support. Oliver Munster, now of Munich, Germany. Although that job interview didn't work out, he went on to become a pediatric surgeon and professor. You can find more stories of unsung heroes and learn how to submit your own at hiddenbrain.org.
This is NPR News.
Inflation cooled down since it peaked during COVID, but that's not what people are seeing at the supermarket. Groceries are 30% more expensive than before the pandemic.
As a monetary policymaker, you are always asked not to look at energy and groceries.
Find out why the data differs from the experiences on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Leila Fadle, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
News headlines are coming up next. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Currently 73 in Lawrence, 70 in Manhattan, 69 in Abilene. It is It is 3:30.
A backlog of 400 appeals of decisions issued in personnel matters.
That's Andrea Hsu reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Officials are warning that funding for food assistance programs could soon run out of money if the government shutdown doesn't end soon. In Sedgwick County, officials say funding for the staff who administer the WIC program could run out by the end of the week. WIC is the program that helps pay for food for low-income women, infants, and children. KSN reports the Sedgwick County WIC program serves about 5,000 families using about $170,000 in federal funds each month to administer it. Next month's elections will decide hundreds of local school board seats across Kansas, and education advocates say this year's races are shaping up differently than they did in the recent past. Leah Fleiter with the Kansas Association of School Boards says most local school board debates have shifted away from nationwide culture war issues. She says some board members who won seats by appealing to pandemic-era discontent have shifted politically after being elected.
Once you get into the nitty-gritty of day-to-day and month-to-month operation of a school district, you realize that it's a lot more complicated than just focusing on social issues.
4 years ago, a wave of conservative candidates took over many school boards across Kansas. This year, school board races are not seeing the same level of partisan politics or funding from national lobbying groups. Coffeyville Community College has recorded the highest enrollment growth among Kansas's 19 community colleges. That's according to data from the Kansas Board of Regents. Coffeyville's enrollment grew by 11.4% over the past year. KOAM reports it's the largest one-year gain the school has seen in more than a decade. Administrators credit the rise to a new commercial driver's license training program, as well as facility improvements and equipment upgrades. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies tomorrow afternoon. We're expecting a high in the lower 70s. It's 73 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You'll hear Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news during that program.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour news headlines at 4:01, then the Trump administration says that the government shutdown presents an opportunity to trim the federal workforce. Experts say, hold up there.
When they claim they can fire people because there's a shutdown, no, they can initiate shutdown-related furloughs, but they can't fire people just because there's a shutdown.
The latest on the situation facing federal workers coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow morning with a slight chance of rain, but by the afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-50s. It's 71 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, this
.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. It is 73 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
On civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
If keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org to help support KPR.
73 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
KPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, they've made an arrest in connection with the Palisades fire. Happened earlier this year, quite destructive. We will tell you about James Comey, who has pleaded not guilty on two felony charges. He's planning to argue he was improperly targeted by the president. We'll also tell you what happened in a really big power outage in Spain and Portugal. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Once again this year, we're having KPR's Live Day, and once again this year, we will broadcast the culminating free concert being presented by Destin Ann Mermegan and friends. It'll be happening in real time at the Lawrence Public Library, Friday night, October 24th. Admission is free, but seating is limited. We are asking you to go to kansaspublicradio.org and RSVP, so we know many chairs to try and put up. Again, it is not assigned seating. We just need a general idea of how many people are going to be there. Hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m., presented by Kansas Public Radio. Hope to see you there. It is 4:20.
Inflation cooled down since it peaked during COVID, but that's not what people are seeing at the supermarket. Groceries are 30% more expensive than before the pandemic.
As a monetary policymaker, you are always asked not to look at energy and groceries.
Find out why the data differs from the experiences tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We will get you caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 73 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Abilene, 71 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
Well, stocks finish mixed on Wall Street as the price of gold keeps rising, up more than $4,000 an ounce as investors seek a safe place to park their money. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Next month's elections will decide hundreds of local school board seats across Kansas, and education advocates say this year's races are shaping up a little differently than in the recent past. Leah Fleiter with the Kansas Association of School Boards says most local school board debates have shifted away from nationwide culture war issues. She says some board members who won seats by appealing to pandemic-era discontent have now shifted politically after being elected.
Once you get into the nitty-gritty of day-to-day and month-to-month operation of a school district, you realize that it's a lot more complicated than just focusing on social issues.
4 years ago, a wave of conservative candidates took over many school boards across Kansas. This year, school board races are not seeing the same level of partisan politics or funding from national lobbying groups. The government shutdown is making a bad situation worse for Midwestern farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is mostly shut down. That blocks farmers' access to government loans to help them make ends meet. Chad Hart, an economist at Iowa State University, says the shutdown is also blocking access to crucial information.
We're going through harvest here right now, and farmers are trying to make those marketing decisions. Do I sell? Do I store? A lot of those decisions hinge upon the national reports that we're getting about agriculture that come from USDA, and those reports are missing now as well.
Farmers were already losing money, in part due to the trade war with China. President Trump has promised a bailout, but those payments would need to be managed by USDA employees who are currently out on furlough. Ray Bouchard and Tracy Ritzky, two coaches with Kansas ties, will be inducted to the American Volleyball Coaches Association Hall of Fame this December as part of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Final Four activities in Kansas City. Bouchard is in his first year of retirement after leading the Kansas Jayhawks to 13 NCAA tournaments, including one Final Four, in his 27 years as the KU head coach. Ritzky started his women's volleyball coaching career at Kansas Wesleyan in Salina before becoming the head coach at Rockhurst University in Kansas City. Ritzky retired after the 2019 season after 38 years in coaching. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the morning. Mostly sunny by tomorrow afternoon with a high in the lower 70s. It's 68 degrees in Manhattan and 68 in Emporia. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Juana.
It's Layla Faldin. Whether it's a roadside stop in Missouri,
they have like signs and billboards. It says a very big halal, you know. So.
Or in a forest searching for brook trout.
It's just cool. Cool to see them persist and knowing they've been here for so long and they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Your hosts will be Layla Faudel, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio with your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org.
In our next half hour, news headlines and an update on what is going on with ICE troops in Chicago. We will meet one of the MacArthur Genius Grant winners. Those were announced today. Quite a few of them have been interviewed on NPR in one way or another here in the last few years. Anyway, we are going to speak with a scientist who has spent decades on the front lines of the opioid crisis. It's all coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. 71 degrees in Topeka, 69 in Abilene, 72 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Easy Cater, a business tool for food designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from restaurants nationwide, set up employee lunch programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at CySimsFoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We have some breaking news regarding Chicago and ICE presence in that city. It's all coming up in a moment on KPR. It's 5 o'clock.
Hoffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, lows in the mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny in the afternoon with a high in the lower 70s.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
It's 5:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You'll also find us at 89.9 FM in Atchison and many other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, since 1982 installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stay with us. The latest news headlines. There could be some news on the horizon about a deal in Gaza, so we are watching that. We will also tell you about the dangerous volcano near Naples, Napoli. Those stories and a whole lot more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, but clearing out in the afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow evening. Lows in the mid-50s. Warming up on Friday. Sunshine and a high in the lower 80s.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Don't forget we have classical music on your KPR 1 stations from 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR 2 this evening, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20.
Cooled down since it peaked during COVID, but that's not what people are seeing at the supermarket. Groceries are 30% more expensive than before the pandemic.
As a monetary policymaker, you are always asked not to look at energy and groceries.
Find out why the data differs from the experiences on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the very latest news, whether it's from around the world, around the nation, or around the region. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
We have news headlines coming up next. 70 degrees in Emporia, 68 in Abilene. It's 5:30.
Listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Officials are warning that funding for food assistance programs could soon run out of money if the government shutdown doesn't end soon. In Sedgwick County, officials say funding for the staff who administer the WIC program could run out by the end of the week. WIC is the program that helps pay for food for low-income women, infants, and children. KSN reports the Sedgwick County WIC program serves about 5,000 families, using about $170,000 in federal funding each month to administer it. The government shutdown is making a bad situation worse for Midwest farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is mostly shut down. That blocks farmers' access to government loans to help them make ends meet. Chad Hart, an economist at Iowa State University, says the shutdown is also blocking access to crucial information.
We're going through harvest here right now, and farmers are trying to make those marketing decisions. Do I sell? Do I store? A lot of those decisions hinge upon the national reports that we're getting about agriculture that come from USDA. And those reports are missing now as well.
Farmers were already losing money, in part due to the trade war with China. President Trump has promised a bailout, but those payments would need to be managed by USDA employees who are currently out on furlough. Ray Bouchard and Tracy Ritzky, two coaches with Kansas ties, will be inducted to the American Volleyball Coaches Association Hall of Fame this December as part of the NCAA Women's Volleyball Final Four activities in Kansas City. Bouchard is in his first year of retirement after leading the KU Jayhawks to 13 NCAA tournaments, including one Final Four appearance in his 27 years as the KU coach. Ritzky started his women's volleyball coaching career at Kansas Wesleyan in Salina. Before becoming the head coach at Rockhurst University in Kansas City, Ritzky retired after the 2019 season after 38 years in coaching. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the lower 70s tomorrow. Chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the mid-50s. It's 5:35.
Support.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people with all kinds of expertise.
Trey Ryder, cornhole analyst.
Lars Gottrich is our heavy metal expert at NPR Music, and he's...
KLCC's Brian Bull shadowed a hornet hunter.
Something about Love Island USA expert. So, Brittany, for those who have not seen Love Island...
Learn something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get the latest national, international, and regional news. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Stick around. Another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We'll have news headlines at 6:01. Then we'll learn more about what is going on with the shutdown. What lies ahead for furloughed federal workers? Will they get their back pay? We'll talk about that. We will learn about a new film produced by Sofia Coppola. Visit the Lebanese-Syrian border. Learn about the big arrest made today in connection with the Palisades fire. It's all coming up on KPR. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas Public Radio. Thanking local businesses like Limestone, Taylor's Donuts, and Delicias del Sur for supporting KPR by generously donating food during our membership drive. It's 10 minutes before 6.
A variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations tomorrow morning 5 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 70 degrees in Topeka. It's 6 o'clock.